Thank you.
Now, if it's a little bit harder than that, you call it a
weeping. I guess.
Yeah. Now, your brother's son is called your
nephew.
Uh huh. Now, we didn't go over these before, did we?
No.
I don't think we did. No. Because I thought I had, was careful about it. Now, a child that's lost both its father and mother is called
An orphan.
And a person that the court might appoint to look after an orphan is called a
guardian.
Yeah, something like that. Would you repeat it for me?
Guardian.
Yeah.
Guardian. Which is it?
Well, that's what I wanted to know, what you called it, you know, around here, because there's so many, you know, different names. People call it different places. Now, all the people that are related to you would be called your
kin, relatives or kin.
Right. And you might say, well, now that woman has the same name as I do, but she's no
relation of mine.
And a person who comes into town and you've never seen him before, and you don't know that person, you'd call that person a
stranger.
Now, this next part is about different names. Jesus' mother's name was
Mary.
And George Washington's wife was named
Martha.
Yeah. And now, in the song, there's a famous song. It goes, "Wait till the sun shines,
Mary."
And then there's the name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party. Do you remember that?
Yes, I've heard it, but I can't.
Nellie?
Yeah,
This is mostly for pronunciation, you know, of these different names. A nickname for a little boy named William.
They used to call him Bill.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first gospel in the Bible is
Matthew.
And, in the Bible, Abraham's wife.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. And
that was in the New Testament.
Yes, the gospel in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sarah.
Now, a preacher, talking about a preacher that's not really, really good at preaching. He really does something else for a living, and he just kind of goes around here and there and preaches different places time to time, but he's not really that good at preaching. Do you ever have a term for that type of preacher? Have you ever heard of a
quack?
Or something like that?
Be a quack doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't think.
Well, what about jackleg? Have you ever heard that
used?
Yes.
And it's used quite a bit.
Is it?
Too.
Yeah.
With the preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about
with just a jackleg
preacher.
Preacher?
I think that'd be right.
Uh-huh. Well, what about would that ever be used with anything else, like a carpenter, for
yes.
example? That would mean
yes,
you could use it
about the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, this has got to do with some other titles and things. Now, the commander of the army, like Eisenhower during the war, was a
commander in chief.
Mm-hmm. And then the man who was the commander of the army. Like in the Civil War of the Southern Army, his title was
colonel.
Or colonel, and then above a colonel, the highest title.
I'm afraid I don't know.
Was the admiral? I don't know.
The admiral. Well, I was thinking of
that's a higher type, an admiral is.
Mm-hmm. And
lieutenant.
Or, well, what about a general? And the man in charge of a ship is called a
captain.
Captain.
Yeah, have you ever heard that used in any other way other than talking about somebody on a ship?
Well, yes.